Did I do it right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Damn it, I do that all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of No. I'm going to stay with the water today.
Then you know it's a good show.
It's going to be a good show.
Sean Black is here, of course.
And later on today, we have a special guest who's here to talk to us, Milton X.
Yeah, so he's sitting back, getting himself ready to spit knowledge on
everybody. And sitting with us today is... Oh, wow. Are you there? Well, she's not here right now.
Yes, Anitra B. Get better if she's injured. So,
Yeah, it's a long story.
It's a long story. She got hurt last week.
So with her knees and in the bathroom doing something. Yes, you know, but you didn't hear that from me.
Yes.
Okay, let's go straight to the topic because we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yes, a lot.
But first, ladies and gentlemen, the point of the show is to spread knowledge, the truth, and also a little bit of entertainment. We're not here to offend anybody, but everyone's entitled to their own opinion and their own thoughts on certain matters. And also, I'd like to thank you, everyone, to listen to the show. The show is growing week by week. Over 400 listeners so far, and I'm like, we are amazed. We are honored, indeed. Always, Sean Black.
Well, of course. You know, this is only our eighth show, and we continue to grow every week. So yes. We thank you for people that are listening to the show and the ones that have called in. And if you are going to call in, thank you for choosing us to call in.
Yes, and the number to call in is 347-989-8402. We will take callers later on in the show. And you can follow us on Twitter at TheAbsolute100. Okay, like I said, the point of the show is to talk about, you know, stuff that's going on in this world. Every week, it seems like we've been talking about police brutality and racism. I don't want the show to be like this every week.
We can't seem to escape it.
But, yes, it's like there's something keep going on every week. For example, on April 12th, in Baltimore, Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old man who was rushed to the hospital with a severe spinal cord after being chased and tackled by the officers. This is one of those cases, once again, a sad situation. Freddie Gray did die from the injuries of the spinal cord. But the question is, what happened? Why did it happen? Sean, can you share some light onto the story?
Well, apparently he was being arrested. There was some sort of, I guess it was like a sting of some sort of drug use or whatever. It usually is the case when you hear about these arrests happening. There is apparently film footage somewhere from somebody that actually had a cell phone camera, was recording the entire incident, and said that they saw him get arrested, getting out of an SUV, getting from an SUV. And then here's the problem that I have with everything that's going on. Since there doesn't seem to be anything yet shown on television as far as what happened, other than him being dragged out, arrested. He was complaining. You heard him screaming on one of the videos. He was in pain.
Yeah, because one of his legs was broken.
Yes.
Broken, quote, unquote.
Yeah, I think he had a broken bone in his, I think it was his left leg.
Mm.
And the cops put a knee in his back while they were arresting him. Mm. And then the next thing you know, you see the video of him being picked up and dragged while he was screaming in pain into the van. Now, the problem is, as he was being dragged into the van, we don't know what happened in the van. And
the only thing we know from that, the guy ended up in the hospital, and a week later passed away.
Exactly. He was dragged. He was picked up in a black SUV before noon. They said, basically, the quote is, they don't come around here just because they're poor. We don't need to be treated like this. This is what a lot of people were saying as far as the response of the video that they saw. Now, the issue is what happened in the van that led to this injury. He was already hurt prior.
True, but the question is ask yourself, what happened before? Because what led to it? They said they found a knife on him.
Yeah.
But, like I said earlier, this neighbor is known for drugs and all that stuff. And police are scouting for God knows what. And he saw the cops, and he started to run.
Which is another narrative that we seem to hear a lot of when it comes to these kinds of cases.
If that's the case, why Mr. Gray ran for his life?
Yes.
Because he had prior records? Okay. Because he had a knife and he got scared? Or he carried something else? Those are the questions we may never know.
Exactly. And usually in these kinds of cases, you also wonder that he had a previous record, something along the lines of, well, he did something in the past. He didn't want to go back to jail. Maybe he had some pending case. Those are the questions that are going to be answered, hopefully, in the next few weeks. But we all know Baltimore, Maryland has been basically an epicenter almost to the extent of Ferguson, Missouri. We all know about the Ferguson, Missouri incident that happened earlier in the year. And we also know that the people that are there are protesting what's going on. This has been a systematic change, especially in Ferguson, because these kinds of incidents happen on a regular basis. You have a predominantly African-American community, the police that are there, predominantly Caucasian, and there's always that perception that there's control, there's issues with racism, there's those kinds of things that you have to deal with.
You think this was a race issue again?
Well, based on the concept.
Make notes, Milton X.
Yes, Milton X is back here, and I can see the smoke coming from his ears right about now. He's chomping at the bit, as they say.
Okay.
But basically, we can almost, and this is a sad thing, although we don't have 100% news on every single incident about this, there could be the possibility that is the case, the possibility that could have been the case. We all know that there are tons of things that happen in these arrests, and there's always a disproportionate amount of African-Americans being arrested and white cops having the control arresting and getting things done. Who's to say if this is a full racial issue, but chances are it is, because this is the kind of thing we've been dealing with for the longest time.
Okay, but I think what pissed everybody off right now, yes, there's no video, but let's be real. We all know what happened within that paddy wagon.
Yeah.
They beat the crap out of him.
Mm.
For whatever reason, maybe he was giving them a hard time or cursing them out.
Yeah.
We may never know for the time being.
Yeah.
But they beat the crap out of him to break his spinal cord?
Yeah, and we also know that the lawyer for Mr. Gray's family is actually going to get a lawsuit going, charging that as a cover-up. We know that these kinds of things are going to happen. Now, the one thing that did come out of this from later on the 22nd, the local police there released the names of 6 officers that were suspended with pay, including a lieutenant and also a woman and 3 other officers in their 20s, that have, I think, under 3 years of experience on the force involved with the situation. So there's going to be a lot of things that are going to come out in the light with this.
So,
I think this is just to kind of assuage the people that are trying to get justice. What are they going to try and come up with? What are they going to do to make sure that this has happened? And earlier in the week also, we also saw that in Baltimore, there were protests trying to basically shut the city down. Outside of Camden Yards in Baltimore where the Orioles played, they tried to set up shop right in front of the stadium to try to get a protest going to make sure that everybody is aware that these kinds of things happen and to bring attention to the situation. I don't know if it worked, but
it turned violent last night.
It did get violent. I know we talked about this off the air before we went on the show, is that do these protests seem to get the job done or not? And I know you're of the ilk that it probably doesn't really register the way it should. And what's your reasoning on that?
If protests now and marches now, to me, are a waste of time.
Okay.
Because you don't have the proper leaders compared to back then. Yes, we have Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Back then, there was a cause. What's the cause now?
Yeah.
What's the point of me walking down the street with my brothers and my sisters? But we're taking garbage cans and we're throwing it at the cops.
Yes.
Or we throw it towards the window and we're looting.
Yeah.
Are we just embarrassing ourselves even more?
Yeah.
Are we giving more fuel to the fire? Or are we telling the quote-unquote the white people that we are a bunch of animals overall?
Yeah.
Even though they are white protesters, they're Asian protesters.
Well, there are a lot of white protesters that actually join in to help out the cause.
Well, once again, the cause is you want to bring awareness to police brutality.
Yes.
There's ways about it. Like, I have to say, Milton X is right about this. If you want to do harm to the city, don't spend. Where money talks.
And BS walks. I've been saying this for years. Yeah.
Show them that. Walking down the street is not going to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
especially with technology today.
Yes.
I mean, you go spread. We're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Are we going to change the world, really? No.
Yeah. Especially if, like you just said, the right people in the right position have to
we
be
don't
able
need,
to get behind something. Like
yeah.
That.
We don't need lower people.
Yeah.
We need the higher up, the politicians.
Yeah.
The celebrities.
The
people that
the
got
money.
Exactly.
They
have to step in. Because us little people, they're going to look at us. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Like, not to go off the subject, remember Occupy Wall Street?
Oh, yes.
What was the point of that?
Yeah.
If you the rich people are robbing us, but you protesting, but you still buy Apple products. You still buy Starbucks products. So you're still making the rich people rich.
Exactly. Then they're complaining about why it's so expensive.
It's bingo.
Yeah.
So, hello, common sense people. So this sad situation, like, yes, the voice should be heard. I understand that. What are the ways about it?
Yes.
So, once again, this last night protest turned violent. I saw the people throwing garbage cans at the cops.
Yes.
Cops are human too, you know.
Yeah. And it's not like, and I've said this before on previous shows, all police are not evil, racist, crazy people.
But it seems like we're talking about this every week,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. And I'll give you the reason why I say this. There are a lot, if I can go on this because I have a family member that was trying to become a cop, and he told me some of the training that he had to do. And, you know, once you get your training, they tell you about certain codes that you learn and those kinds of things that you have. One of the things that they do after they try to graduate you out of the academy is that they take you out of the area that you live in, and they put you, it's usually somebody that is, like yourself, a rookie, and they put you with somebody that has a little more experience. And then they put you in probably one of the worst areas that you can work in. Which is part of the survival mechanism. So instead of necessarily say, okay, I'm going to be the best cop that I can be. I'm going to follow the law to the letter. I'm going to do what I can to help people. You're out in the middle of Dodge City where there's drugs on this corner. And then there's a gang on that corner. And then there's something else going on over here. And there's rape in this building. And you have to go through all of this stuff 3 a.m. outside of your comfort zone, and then you have to go ahead and learn how to cope with all of that while you're learning on the job. So you can see where the stress builds up from certain areas. Now, I'm not trying to cover and make sure say that any of the cops that have done any of these things are correct, because in those instances, they're definitely not.
Yeah.
But there's always that mentality of what are the cops thinking and feeling when they're in that situation. And that's part of the things that I think the police officers that are not a part of this, but keep hearing about all the cops are racist, the cops are doing this, the cops are doing that, that's probably another perspective that isn't brought to the light when it comes to police officers in these kinds of situations.
But due to media and racial profiling, people think that way.
Yeah, and the media is always selling the race card. That's always the part that works. See, like you, to your example, a couple weeks ago, you talked about when we talked about the South Carolina incident, where the first thing that they brought up was black criminal white cop.
Yes.
With the picture of both people. Like you need a description of who's what and where. You can basically tell that from the video, from the pictures.
Unless you're
blind, of course. But in general, we know the situation, and the race part is what sold that to the front page.
And people get angry about that.
Exactly.
Especially
and
the brothers
and
the sisters,
exactly.
The black people. They get angry when they see this stuff
yes.
all the time.
And you know what? We're talking about it now. And
so it worked.
And it worked. Because it sold a bunch of newspapers. It took people to the websites. It took people on other talk shows, on TV, different medium, and bringing it to light now. The issue is now, when some of these things die down, to your examples earlier, what's going to happen afterwards when the outrage is quote-unquote dies down, after the person has been buried, after we hear all the protests in the neighborhood of we need to change, we need to do this, we need to do that, what's going to happen then? Is it going to go back to the back page, or is anybody going to do something to forward it and get it taken care of? And that's where we are now.
It will be recycled over and over and over.
Because there'll be a new case guaranteed probably another couple weeks. That'll take over for this one. And it probably will be worse than this.
Hopefully we don't be able to talk about it because I like to move on. But
yes,
like I said, it seems like every week there's a different case going on here.
Yes.
Like, for example, according to racism, in Panama, Missouri,
yeah,
a small town of 700 population. Tyrese Barra, I think her name is.
Tyrese Bird. Yes.
Thank you so much. I can't read my chicken scratch handwriting.
You need to lay off of the cranberry juice. That's why.
Are you mad?
Oh, of course.
Okay then.
Yeah.
But she became the first female black mayor of that town. And because of that, within a week, some police officers and city top officials dropped a bomb on her and quit.
Yes.
So you're telling me 6, 7, 8 people out of nowhere quit because you have a female black mayor out of nowhere?
Exactly.
Why is that?
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of them came on the school, oh, my father or my mother is sick, I have to take care of them. But the other mayor prior was on the seat, a white man, of course.
Yes.
Was on the seat for like 20-something years. So he lost the race. Okay, you know, time for a change for that town. So people start quitting. Is that part of racism or racial profiling?
Yeah.
You don't trust a black female taking over office of 700 people?
And it's not just that. It's literally a couple of hours before she was sworn in. So they quit literally hours before she took the oath of office. Now, here's the funny thing about this, and I don't think I've ever heard of a mass resignation of cops before, and this is something that's going to touch off a lot of controversy due to the fact that, one, is it because she's black? Two, is it because she's a female? Three, is it because of her politics? Or is it all of the above, any combination of that? And the problem goes, as we've seen, and I brought this up last week, and I think we talked about it a little bit the week before that.
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Okay.
Of course,
but I will remind you.
We talked about,
as President Obama being in office, especially not from his first term, but the second term, there was a lot of that close racism in his first term,
mm-hmm.
where there were a lot of Caucasian Americans that were in places of power that made sure that their words were as guarded as possible in descriptions of certain things that Obama did so that they wouldn't come across as being overtly, blatantly racist. Here's the second term, beat Mitt Romney in the polls, wins the election. We now know this is his second and final term. So what's happened now, you see pretty much all of those bets are off. We had a lot of areas that are going out with some of the things that would be construed as racist, people now opening up things that you wouldn't even have thought would have been told, blatant disrespect to the president. And so now it's like what you're hearing is
a leader of the free world.
The leader of
no,
the free world
has no
nobody
respect.
Gives any respect for.
But Bush that ran the country and almost
Bush was an idiot. We already know that.
Yeah, but we make fun of it.
But
not to that
extreme. The thing is you would respect the office and respect who's there.
Yeah.
We're seeing blatant things happening, and it comes to a racial profile, a racial side note. And this looks like one of those things.
All right, so with a black female being a mayor, imagine when, as we talked about last week, Hillary, who's a white female, running for president, already getting jokes.
Yeah.
But it would be the same level as President Obama, or it could be worse, or the same.
I remember having a conversation when I was in college with a professor of mine. And
you went to school?
Yes, I actually went to school. I got an edumacation.
Oh, okay, carry on.
See, what happened is that I remember the conversation, and I remember saying we would probably see a black man in office before we saw a white woman in office because of how sexist this country is. Forget about race. They're sexist much more so than anything else.
So we're more sexist than racist.
I think so. Because think about a lot. If you think about it, think of all of the women that have either gotten in power or that are in a position of power that have absolutely gotten either no credibility or have it underneath them to be said. And think of all of the stuff that we're hearing about Hillary Clinton now, which is absolutely, on some points, just based on her last name. But a lot of it is due to the fact that she's a female. And you're going to hear a lot more vitriol in the next 16 months or however this race is going to be.
So you're saying for the Missouri case, is more of a woman thing than a black thing?
From that sense,
or you give it 50-50?
I think, well, obviously, in this instance, it's much more race. And that's just based on all those cops that left. But I think,
oh yeah, they did mention white officers,
yes,
in the media, of
and,
course.
And I think that has much more to do.
They have to say that.
That has much more to do with it. But in general, this country is, I personally believe, a lot more sexist in general towards women. Because look at all of the things that happen. Women don't get paid anywhere near as much as men on the dollar. They get pennies on the dollar as far as
it's a white man, then a black man, then a white woman, then a black woman.
And in some instances, it just looks that way. And the perception is, although we know racism is prevalent everywhere, I think it's, I would say it like this. It's a much more overtness when it comes to the racism nowadays that we're seeing. But as far as sexism goes, it's still there. We still have a lot of people that don't believe women should vote. You still have a lot of people that are out there that think that women have no reason doing certain things. There's a lot of that stay home, stay pregnant, do a lot of things. It's the same kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm one of those guys. So what?
Oh,
a woman should stay home.
Oh, boy.
Barefoot and pregnant.
Oh, God. That's going to reach out with that. You know what? I tried to tiptoe away from that, hoping you wouldn't go anywhere near that one.
You opened up the can.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rodney Pierre.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here
all
we
right.
Go.
Wow. So do you have a problem of a woman being a power?
No, I don't. And I'm not even – I've never had an issue. First of all, I've always believed there should be equality everywhere.
Okay.
But
please.
we definitely know
please,
that
let's
that
be,
will,
let's be real about
it. It will probably not happen in our lifetimes. I would like to see, based on just – if somebody's going to run for a powerful office, i.e. the presidency of the United States, it should be based on what their politics are, what they can do, instead of all of that Citizens United stuff, which is about raising as much money as you possibly can and buying yourself into office. So, I mean, we know that that's not going to be the case, but that's how it is in this country. Money rules everything. That's why people, I mean, if you think about it, Hillary Clinton is probably going to raise probably $1 billion for her campaign.
$1 billion that I need right now for myself,
of
you
course,
know.
Yes. Well, you need that for a Creflo Dollars check.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into something like about that later. But in all reality, and I can see Milton X is you know,
he's getting ready.
He's getting ready. I see the red, black, and green coming out of his forehead right now. But just worry. Vainglorious is coming soon. So just.
Yeah.
But in general, I think that it's not talked about nearly as much as the racial incidents that's going on and the racial strife in the country. And the reason why is because it's much more pervasive. It's happening at a much bigger clip, especially with all of these police things happening. Now, when we talk about equality with women as far as paychecks and equal pay and equal rights, you don't hear about that anywhere near as much because you hear that same kind of sexist garbage that goes on a regular basis.
Well, America is a crazy country.
Yeah, and that's why all the other countries are laughing at the United States.
Yes, and we all try to go by a system, but does the system fail us overall? One person is going to answer that question.
Mm.
And you know what, as I promised, I will give them the last half an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you say, have nothing to do with the show. I was pointing
at
the
disclaimer. Up there.
This
the
is a disclaimer.
Of Milton X are not the express.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Milton X. Was he have a lot to say, and he has something to get off his chest. Milton X, first I want to talk to you about the system. With the question you have brought up to me about the civil rights movement. A failure to black people?
First of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to your show.
We didn't invite you to hop over.
Well, y'all allowed me to walk off the situation,
yeah,
so I appreciate
yeah.
that. And I feel honored and privileged that you would have me here, and I appreciate that. Now, as far as you said about the civil rights movement, first of all, this is the first thing. Who is civil? I mean by that is, the first movement was supposed to be about black rights, not about everyone else.
Black rights?
Black people rights. You know, so we were the ones that, you know, been prosecuted or enslaved for slavery all this time, and now we're trying to come up, and it got diluted a little bit.
Yeah, but remember, not only black people were slaves, all type of people were slaves. Jews were slaves. The Spanish were slaves.
Right.
Asian people were slaves.
Right.
There's all type of slaves.
And that is correct. However, if you look at it, America built this whole economy off of slavery. Everything was built off in this country was built off slavery. So when we're trying to come up from that, I feel that it shouldn't. Oh,
hope you didn't hang up on this show.
That's what I was saying. But
yeah.
I feel it should be more focused on us. Because it's the thing. During the segregation time, we had a lot of businesses going. We had a lot of train rails, bus companies, taxis, things of that nature. Even if you want to take it there, and we look at baseball, we had the Negro League. We had two Negro Leagues, eight teams apiece. Problem with that is, once Jackie and Robinson were crossed over to the Major League Baseball, which in itself was a good thing, but our reaction to it was wrong. We gave up all we had so we get more players in there. And that's wrong. Because what should
no, that's wrong. If Jackie left to break ground,
right,
to make more money, but let's be honest, we all want to make more money, how is that wrong?
Now, he's not wrong, but see, we
the
gave
system
up,
is wrong.
No, we gave up what we had so we could just, okay, let's go all over there instead of us keeping our own thing going. And like you said, you had the ABA and the NBA had a merger, and AFL and NFL had a merger. There should have been a Major League Baseball Negro League merger. And that way, we could have our own black owners running things in our own black company.
But they don't want black owners back then.
Well, listen, if you want our black players, that's what you're going to have. If you want the John Gibsons or the Satchel Paige or the Jackie Robinson, you want our commodities, we have to get a piece of the pie. And if not, we just going to outshine you anyway. That's the whole thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have great players there. And also, we've connected up with all the Latin players due to the door to Major League Baseball. And that's my whole point. We'll give up what we have just to socialize or, you know, hang out with the white people and think that's some type of progress. And actually, we regret. My father told me recently he was better off when we celebrated. And it didn't make sense to me at the time. But I understand what he says now because we had our own business. We only had, you know, our own Tulsa, Oklahoma, Raleigh, North Carolina, the Black Wall Street, if you will. We had our things, so we were striving. You know, we had the whole Renaissance. You understand?
Yeah, but what happened?
Basically, what happened was integration. Integration happened, and then with integration, the powers that be got the best and the brightest of what we had, and we could scrap. So we think when we integrated with them, it's progress.
Okay, so Sean had a business, and I'm white. You know, I want Sean's business, I'll buy it off of him. That's how the system works.
But it's the thing. I'm saying the system.
Can you blame Sean of selling up his money, selling up his business towards me?
Yeah, that's not smart. Because the other races don't sell off these businesses. They keep that business and pass it down to his kids and his kids and his kids.
So instead of me working hard, I would give up $2 million?
Well, that's also similar to what's been going on with the gentrification that we talked about with people in their buildings.
Exactly.
All of the things that have been happening when it comes to housing, and as I said before, New York City and certain areas around the country had pockets of different races. You had blacks here,
mm-hmm.
you had Oriental here,
mm-hmm.
Asian American, you had Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
you had Haitian American. There were certain pockets of people that were there, and especially in other areas,
mm-hmm.
they could afford to keep the houses. So, okay, my great-grandfather had this house. He's going to bequeath it to his great-grandchildren.
Exactly.
And it's going to stay in the family.
Exactly.
And then it's going to pass on. And then you had neighborhoods that had family members that were there for generation after generation after generation.
Exactly.
What you're seeing now is that those generations don't care about what they have now. They just want to go and do their own thing. And instead of keeping it within their family, they move on.
And they short-sighted with that because that having those assets, it's powerful. Like if you own a home, that's powerful right there. You have land, you have assets, you can pass that up, appreciate with value. Unfortunately, with us black folk, we want to buy cars or iPhones or this, that, and the third. And all those type of things, you depreciate your value. We don't see the long range. That's the problem with us. We got to see the bigger picture. Instead of like paying, let's say, $600 for this iPhone, we need to take that same $600 and buy stock in Apple. You understand what I'm saying? That's what
if you're educated to buy stock. So Some people are not educated to
We got to educate ourselves. That's on us.
And education is free. It's not like you have to necessarily pay.
What?
We're not talking about college education or anything like that. We're talking about you can just go to a library.
Google online. It's right there in front of our fingertips. It ain't that hard.
But I'm too busy going on social media.
That's the problem.
Use the social media for the good part and use it for part of the benefit.
No, I need social media to get my likes when I'm twerking.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Is that what most kids do today? They
twerking twerking it for the gram. You know what I mean? You got to do better things with that. Hot rod. Jeez.
Hey, I don't mind dancing my thong.
Well, that's why your knees are messed up now.
Yeah. So, but about the protest last night, like I was saying earlier, is it a waste of time?
Well, it's like this. Protest. First of all, our people, we're very passionate, but we reacted too much.
Why are we passionate? Because we've been through, quote, unquote, so much?
That is the way we were raised. We just, you know, I'm going to say it's a good thing, could be a bad thing at times. Problem is, we choose emotion over logic, and that's bad. See, problem is that all that marches, anything they know about, oh, Martin Luther King, he marched. The whole Selma movement, the tradition, he marched. Stuff didn't get done until the boycott happened. See, you can march all day, but if you're going to Macy's at the end of the day, it don't matter to the powers that be, the dominant society, they don't care. It's going to pat you on the head, oh, and that's the marching. Now, remember, be nonviolent now, but at the end of the day, you give them the paper, what you going to do? I'm not that upset that, hey, some police fans got messed up, some police glass got messed up. Listen, man's neck was severed. That's the most important thing here. But the problem is this, we're not going to hold them accountable like we need to. We got to hold the PAP to the fire. Because there's no incentive for them to stop killing us, to be honest about it. What are we going to do? We're going to march, pray, complain. But if we're giving them money, so be it.
And then you know the inevitable civil suit will follow shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
And that usually is the case to help enumerate
the
people that are involved.
Sometimes with the civil suit, you might have a little money here, a little consolation prize. But the justice still is not getting done. And that's
all
the
right.
problem.
So, Milton X, you don't like white people? No, because
well, that's a very guarded question.
No,
but
because you always post things on social media about this and that.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, don't like white people?
I have no problem with white people.
Well, you always talk about the system and the man.
Well, I talk about America.
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 But America is mostly dominated white, right?
Yeah, and?
Well, you're always criticizing the white people on social media. So I'm just saying.
Actually, I don't only know criticize white people, quote unquote. I also criticize a lot of black people as well. Actually, I criticize more black people than white because we are our own, victim of our own demise, if you will. We mess it up ourselves. We got too many, coons out here sucking the job. We got too much ghetto ignorance out here. We don't use group economics like we should. That's what bothers me most. In the system, I understand the system for what it is. And the system knocks you down. We ain't got to stay there. And it's like this. Just because I'm pro-black don't mean I'm anti-white or anybody else. I do believe in black first. We got to look out for each other first. You know what I mean? So that makes me anti-white, but so be it. But I know, and I'm currently 40 years old, I ain't got a whole lot much time on this earth left.
Just like me.
Exactly. and in my 20s, my 30s, played around too much. We got to get serious what's going on here.
So basically you want to educate the black people,
right,
or America, or
basically,
in general.
I'm educating myself, first of all, because I know Milton Reed got to be better, first and foremost. And when I'm making myself better, I pass information on to other people. I check out the Hidden Colors DVD series, all three parts of it. I've read the works of Dr. Umar Johnson, people of Tariq Nasheed, Paul Anderson, people of that era. I'll go on YouTube and check some things of Martin Luther King. He said a lot of interesting stuff more than just, I didn't have a drink.
So you're educating yourself right now about black history.
Right. Because history is important. History,
of course,
everything.
I believe that 100%, but I'm trying to understand the Black First movement.
The Black First movement.
Because
basically it's like this. When we get some money, it comes in, it goes out. Asians, when they get money, it bounces in their community 12, 13 times. Jewish people, 18 times. Black, in and out. Pew! That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We got to get the money in, keep it going ourselves, build with other African people. You know, people that come from Africa, you know, Caribbean people, all those melanated people, we got to get a conglomerate of us together.
So blacks supporting blacks.
Exactly.
You're trying to say.
Right.
Same way the Muslim community support each other.
Exactly.
The Asian community support
exactly.
each other.
The American, I'll say, what's the problem? It's East Indian, you know, those people.
Yes.
They support each other. They couldn't stay around themselves.
Okay, I understand that compared to, you say black first, like,
yeah, exactly.
go with everybody.
Listen, it is what it is. Black first. I mean that.
Okay, so when you have your own, oh, these guys are funny. When you have your own business.
Well, that's what I'm working towards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, listen, when I get my own business, I'm selling to everybody. Don't get that twisted.
Okay,
I'll take everybody's money.
That's what black people are doing, right? We're taking everybody's money.
Nah, we giving everybody our money. We ain't taking money. We giving everybody our money.
But in return, we got the Jordans, the
see,
Galaxy
that,
6.
That's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem.
You know,
yes.
We don't. We eating Chinese food, but we spend all this money
right.
on materials.
There are more people that are spending money going out to eat than to actually stay in and make their own food.
Right.
There are a lot of people that would refuse to cook, save their money and put it into, let's say, the organic food spot that's owned by the African-American in that particular community. They would rather go to the big brick-and-mortar store and buy something at a 200% markup.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have topics or you have comments about this, the number to call is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And back to Milton X. You said you have solutions for the blacks to defeat the systematic of the white supremacy. Excuse me.
Systematic white supremacy.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's simple. It's like, first of all, we get our money, we do our own businesses. Got to get that.
What do you mean by own businesses? But now you have opened up a weave shop that's owned by the Asian people already?
No. Listen, I'm talking about black-owned businesses.
Like what? Give a good example. Like
dry cleaning. Funeral parlors.
The car wash.
Even smaller things like
the electronics store. Something like that. The mechanic.
Even IT things. Whatever it may be. What we're doing now, whatever business it is, we take that money from that business and we put that into politics. You got to buy the politicians. Obama ain't going to do nothing for you because you vote for him. You got to contribute to the political campaign. You got to get to the CPACs and the lobbies and things of that nature. You understand? So you got to do that.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, hello? Hey, it's me, K-Dog.
Hello? Oh, what a shock. It's K-Dog,
oh,
yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, K-Dog.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I'm just calling in to give him my two cents, and I got to say, good show so far. And I just want to say that, and I just got to say, I agree with hey, Milton, man, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, boss? What's going on, man?
Yeah, man, listen, look. I was listening to you guys earlier, you know, I'm sorry, I might sound a little late, but, you know, I finally got you guys, like, around 4:15, but...
Well, hurry up, this is an hour show.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna go on for an hour, but listen, here's what I've heard and what I observe, and I agree with it. The other day, I was talking to a friend of mine about this whole thing with blacks spending money outside of their community. And I got to tell you, and I just got to say this. We as a people, we're wasting our money on useless things. Number one, we need to build more businesses within our community instead of building businesses outside of the community. Because why is it that whenever we build something in our community, we tend to mess it up? You know, that's a problem.
Yeah. That's true.
This is my reaction.
And another thing is, you know, of course we talked about like this whole thing with demonstrations and all. Many of us choose to demonstrate just for show because you know what the problem is that when you have people Reverend Al Sharpton, who sits there and tells people, oh, go out there to march. But yet, what comes out of those marches?
Well, a lot of times it's just a lot of controversy and a couple of talking points, but it doesn't really seem to get anything really done other than to antagonize the people that they're trying to protest against.
Exactly. That's what it does. It's a bunch of, you know, you're coming out there, you're rabble-rousing, but then when, oh, my goodness, oh, another black man got shot and killed by the police officers, another, oh, this and this is happening. But yet, after a while, it doesn't change anything. Nothing changes. And that's the problem.
Well, that was also, too, Colonel, with that, we have a lot of so-called black leaders that are nothing more than glorified deal brokers. They don't really solve anything. It just sort of, you know, dissipate the energy, if you will. See, the problem is that we don't need leaders. We need a code of conduct. We need a code, and we need an agenda. So let's be honest. The gay people have an agenda. Latinos have an agenda. Women have an agenda. We don't have an agenda. And then
agenda. But you know what else, though, Milton, too? Don't forget, we're the most separated race ever. You could, you know, we have no unity within our community, no unity whatsoever. And that's another problem.
Not
that's
at all.
A major problem.
Dropping a mic here.
Now, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it 100% real. I'm not going to lie. There is a problem if we don't have unity. We always going at each other's throats. I mean, one person, let's just say one person says the right thing, like saying, hey, listen, look, brother, look, this is a message to my black brothers. Hey, listen, look, we need to stop doing this. We need to stop. You're selling out. You're not standing up with us. I mean, listen, we do need self-education, and it begins in the home with these parents educating their children.
Exactly.
This
is what we call going in.
I'm going in now. There's a lack of education in the home. And then, you know, when these kids end up doing something stupid, like going to jail, oh, he's a good kid. Oh, you don't understand. Oh, they don't know no better. Yeah, but as a parent, you don't know no better because you're not educating your children enough.
Exactly.
You're not taking them to the library. You're sitting there buying them $200 sneakers or buying them the most expensive iPhone kid need. You know, kids grow out of those sneakers after a while.
Adam J, though. I still don't see the worth in having, you know, $200 sneakers for a 2-year-old baby. And I've actually seen that.
It's a problem. It's a problem. And, you know, this is the thing. We have to change within ourselves. Because like one community member said, he said like this after the election of 2008. We're like, yeah, congratulations to Barack Obama on winning the White House. But he's not going to be the president of our community. He's going to be running the country. What we need to do is work within our community to build something better rather than, you know, all this stuff sitting there asking for something. No, you want something, you got to work for it. It's not
the
asking,
The government will only do so much. It has to be proliferated amongst the cities, the communities, the districts. And then people have to actually be wise enough to go to their local leaders. I mean, the ones that are on the district level.
But we have time for that.
Yeah.
You have to make the time if you want to actually
do
something.
If I'm too busy working 12 hours a day job to earn my Jordan.
But if there are people that are working more than one job, but you want to know something, they probably do have a day off. And if they have a day off and they're not taking care of a child, they can actually go to their local congressman or their local alderman and say something.
Exactly.
Yes, but on my day off.
Here's the question I gotta ask. Are these local politicians willing to do that for the community? Are they willing to?
Listen, we have to use our money to make them do that. Because
exactly.
So if we don't give them our money, they'll be out of here. That's what it is.
Exactly.
We got to hold them accountable financially. So we continue to make some campaigns. They'll do what we want them to do. That's all.
Exactly.
You get, this is America. You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
that's
you get what you pay for and what you work, and what you work for.
That's the American way.
Oh,
exactly.
So
best
that's,
business.
So once
you know,
again, the money.
It's all
money
about
talk, BS
law. And as I said before,
and I say
you
this:
you don't see black, you don't see white, you only
see green,
and that's the
only. You
only
thing see green, and the thing is, this is what. Before I go, I just got to say this. We just got to do better as a people, and we got to do better as a community. That's the best thing. That's the thing that I could say.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say.
Wow. Pedro, thank you for some knowledge today.
Hey,
thank you for driving.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
All right. That's our local right. Mic drop of the week.
Yeah. That's right, guys. All right, guys. Peace out. Good show.
All right. Thank you. All right, so I understand what you guys think about the community getting together and everything, spending money. But let's be honest, is it going to happen anytime soon?
It needs to happen.
It needs to happen, but is it going to happen? Do these kids, this generation today, but back then it might have worked out. That's what I'm saying, back then, the bond.
Actually, I'm going to say it like this. I think the youth of today are more inclined to do it than, you know, old folks would have had back in the day. Because they just scared and stuck in their old ways.
Yeah.
And old ways ain't going to work anymore.
And then the technology of today
is
will actually help that. It's there. It just has to be used in the right way.
Right.
So you got Twitter and Facebook and all of the other stuff that's going on.
Just use that in an intelligent way. That's all there is to it. All
right. So, Milton X, what type of business you like to open up?
Well,
you talk about people open up business.
What I like to do when I get my qualifications up is start, you know, fixing laptops, cell phones, other technology, basic electronics.
Yeah, that's big business in and of itself.
Exactly.
There's billions of dollars in that business as is. So imagine
and
if that's coming back into the community.
So, but are you opening up in a white man land or in your community, knowing that most people cannot afford that those type of prices? Or you will go to Park Slope or downtown Brooklyn to make even more money?
Or similar to, as I talked about with the supermarket, you know, supermarkets go into these impoverished neighborhoods and then they jack the prices up for food. So that's another business that can be thought of as well, you know?
That's something you have to keep in mind. I'm like, I'm saying you want to keep the business among us, but can it afford you? You don't want someone like me, hey, no, we know each other for like 20 years. Hook a brother up.
No, ain't no hookup, brother. This is business.
That's going to be the name of the store, the hookup.
ain't no hookup here. This is not business. This is business.
Business, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So the price is going to be what they're going to be. And I might work for some people here and there, but listen, the price is what the price is.
They have to be competitive.
Apple can cost a lot of money to fix. Trust me, I know this. There's a lot of work in that. So you ain't going to get a whole hookup thing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with other people in our community trying to get the hookup all the time. You got to pay.
And that's why people don't want to open up business around here, because I don't want to open up. My dream is owning a bar. Do I want to open up a bar over here? Yeah, you know.
50 cent shots, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of people.
Of course.
But am I going to keep up with the business?
You'll go broke in a week.
Well, in a day.
And also, too, black business has got to be better than customer service as well.
Oh, much better.
It's also as a tool.
Yeah, but now, let's be honest. In the black community, everybody wants a hookup. Everybody wants some type of discount.
Well,
if you have 100 people that want discounts, how can you make a profit over that?
I think African-American would be less inclined for a hookup if they thought that the service was there.
Exactly.
And you could come to the business and actually say, you know what? They respect my opinion.
And
respect my authority, so to speak.
And also, too, if you got a good quality product,
they're going to pay for it.
They're going to pay for it.
Exactly.
They could pay for them J's. They can pay for anything else.
I mean, Apple has crappy customer service, but people still go back to them on a regular basis.
Because of the name.
Because of the name and what they serve.
You can buy that iPad. You pay me to fix it.
Okay, well. Well, good luck on your business and on your future, of course. I have a problem with a pastor.
Uh-oh. Does this pastor have a symbol as a last name?
Yes. It's like a dollar sign.
Oh, Creflo Dollar.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
No, Creflo Dollar has called me and a few people the devil.
Uh-oh.
It's the devil.
It's the devil. Because Creflo Dollar is very upset that he did not raise his $65 million for his private jet.
55?
Yes. He blamed that it was the devil that is discrediting his jet campaign.
No, brother. Actuality, you are the devil.
Yes.
Because
when
you,
or at least a practitioner of the devil.
Exactly. Because when you make millions of dollars
and your flock is just regular folk, and you ain't trying to help build them, you just trying to take for them, you the devil right there. That's all there is to it. But let's be honest.
By the way, sorry to cut you off. He made, his net worth is $27 million.
Exactly. So his net worth is a third of what he's asking for.
Exactly.
For his jet, which he doesn't need to begin with.
Well, let's be honest about Preferable Dollar. He's been getting black folk money for years. So he said, you know what? Let's go for the gusto.
I mean, if you change your last name to Dollar,
exactly.
Something is definitely
exactly.
All right. So here's a perfect example. You say supporting the black community. He's getting support from the black community, so...
There's a difference between getting support from the black community and being trusted by the black community. They trust him, well, the majority of his flock, they trust him enough, he's popular enough, that they will do whatever they can. There's another preacher or pastor that gets a lot of money and respect. I think his name is Joseph Prince. I've seen him.
I was thinking of all TDJs.
That's another one.
A lot of these preachers, people realize that the tithings that people put in churches, a lot of them are like tax free. Right off the top, the church doesn't pay any money, any taxes. They claim themselves as tax free nonprofit, and yet, after all of this is supposed to be for the building fund to help keep the church from falling apart. Or all of the buying holy water fountains and all the other stuff.
But
the pastor comes right back the next day and he's got himself a Ferrari, or he's got himself a Benz, or he's got himself some other expensive way to travel when he's supposed to be like his flock of humble origins.
What, he can't fly coach?
Oh, exactly.
Guess
he
what?
Can't fly Delta?
Well, he could fly for free. That's the thing that could get me.
Mm-hmm.
He could fly for free anywhere he wants.
And he's probably got millions of miles on as far
right.
as...
See, what's the problem is? Mm-hmm. It's a deeper issue than just him.
It's the entitlement.
It's the black church in general, because a lot of times, listen, since 1980, the black church has gotten over $420 billion from the black community.
Well, so in other words, I need to open up my own church?
Basically.
Starting with this show.
Yes.
Right. So, and what have they done with this money?
And they'll be the absolute truth done. And God of light.
Yes.
Or
amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
And where we are right now, there is a church on every block.
Of course.
And in some blocks, there's two churches,
mm.
some of different denominations,
mm-hmm.
right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always bringing in people. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's Sunday morning, you see a line from one church going the opposite direction of the block, and then that next church is right in the next building going in the opposite direction. Same line.
Well, I have no problem with the small churches, because I'm sure they're doing their thing.
Yeah,
it's a mega churches.
Oh, they're doing their thing, too, getting their money.
Yeah, they're getting their money. Well, once again, it's all about the money.
Yes.
Well, to Preferable Dollar to say it was a devil, to talk about me and
that's
and
just a bunch of hyperbole.
Maybe it was God saying you didn't deserve the devil. You don't deserve.
Dollar is a jerk. I'm being nice about it since you're on the radio.
Yes. Yeah,
same as PG-13.
Thank you so much.
He's just bad.
Yeah.
And if they, you know, if things were just a lightning bolt would hit him when the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, listen, he just croaked. Shady, and he's raping his own people, unfortunately.
Yes.
And this is what I'm talking about, the coons and the sellouts. He's one of them right here. This is the definition of it right here. Now we got to stop supporting this type of foolishness.
Yeah, but people will support that, or they will look up to you at your business because they know you for a hookup.
Exactly.
For a discount.
And
that's the self-hatred.
But I would send $300 to his campaign. Well, Mr. Dollar sends 5 cents, 10 cents, dollar.
Right, but
will pray for me.
But see, we won't send $300 to our local politician to get things done.
Exactly.
See, our priorities is twisted.
And that's the.
But if he's preaching the word of God,
but here's the thing. That's why we need a code of conduct, or we need an agenda. We need to say, as black people, we're going to do this. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We need some rules, and we need to be disciplined to stick to the rules. And we need to hold each other accountable so someone break them.
And the problem with this fundamental issue is this one thing lacking throughout this entire discussion.
Yeah.
And that is the lack of respect. There is not an
from
ounce
who?
Of respect to anybody else. No one has respect for the person in front of them, the person behind them, to either side.
Or more importantly, we don't have respect for ourselves.
And that's the main
thing. Because we don't know who we really are. We just did wrong. We just came up from slaves, and we're less than equal, In actuality, we came from greatness. And that's the problem. We don't see ourselves that way. We see ourselves as systematic white supremacists cater us as, that we know we're dumb and ignorant, we don't know any better. And when we flow into that, we got to elevate ourselves mentally. That's why the history comes in. We got to read more. We got to focus more on ourselves and what our ancestors was about and what our history was about. When we know that, we will carry ourselves in a different light. And we don't need to depend on America for things. And that's what we got to get off. We got to get off like that.
And I also think that there's probably a fundamental fear of our own history. Well, there are a lot of African Americans that they don't want to embrace their history because they're afraid of either what they may find or what will happen after they find out
We just want to go along and get along.
Talk about history. Have you heard the story about Ben Affleck? When he went to his DNA ancestry? And he found out that his family was a slave owner?
Yeah.
Should he be ashamed of that?
Well, should anybody that realizes they've had a family member that actually was in the slave trade should be ashamed. But they shouldn't dismiss it as it's part of your history.
But why be ashamed of it? You have nothing to do with it.
I'll give you another example from that.
Sorry to cut you off, Sean. Yeah. But the bigger problem was that I don't have a problem with Affleck. I gotta hide it.
Yeah.
My problem with Henry Louis Gates allowing that to go down.
Exactly.
And see, that's the problem with us. We don't hold the people's feet to the fire.
Yes.
We give them too many passes.
Yes.
And that's the problem right there.
He actually sent an email to his higher-ups at PBS and said, we have a star that found out something within his past. He's a megastar, but he doesn't want it to be part of it. He said, that we've never had anyone ask
too damn bad
out of our show. What should we do?
Nothing. Don't edit anything.
Let it be.
It is what it is.
There are still so many other celebrities that found out that they either were in the slave trade as far as great-great-great-grandfathers or uncles or whatever is the case that were in the slave trade, and none of them said anything about getting rid of it. It's all about recognizing it. I'll give you an example, and this is going to kind of sound weird at the way I'm going to come at it, but it'll be of the same ilk.
Okay, not far away.
Like 70 years ago, when we used to watch animation, there used to be animation in the movies, you know, Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry and a lot of these other cartoons, Disney as well. There were a lot of very nasty stereotypes and racial cartoons that were shown and basically advertised by Warner Brothers, by MGM, by Disney.
And also, too, not to cut you off, you know that whole stereotype of black people eating watermelon?
Yes.
That was funded by a cartoon from Thomas Edison. He the one that started all that. Just to let you know about that situation.
Well, that's more absolute truth for people that are listening. You actually find out something. You actually learn something when you listen to that.
Milton S., you know his history. Yes.
But what happened is that a lot of the racial cartoons, we've seen a lot of it with the mammy stereotype that was shown on Tom and Jerry. They used to have a mammy stereotype maid running around beating Tom in the head with a broom and shucking and jiving, you know.
Skinning and grinning.
Exactly.
Do you look at the Cleveland Indian logo? Big old smiling Indian?
Yes.
The Baltimore Oriole, that little Oriole there, big old smiling coon thing right there. Washington Redskins.
Yes. And look for, like I said, going back to the cartoon part, if you've ever seen that movie Dumbo.
Oh, yeah.
Crows, the main singing crow, his name was Jim Crow. That should tell you something.
Uh-huh.
If that isn't what it is, mic drop right there. There's the third mic drop for the show.
Wow.
The incidents that happen with race, you cannot be afraid of it. And what it is that now a lot of those cartoons used to be shown regular TV up until about maybe the 70s or 80s.
And see, Sean, this is what that is. It's propaganda. And just like today, what we have on here on propaganda, on hip-hop music, all that thug culture and that, the empires, your ratchet TV, it's the same ignorant mindset regurgitating itself. All it is propaganda to degrade black race. That's all it is.
Yeah.
The same thing.
And it's just
that's why I talk about history so much. The history repeats itself over and over again. What it is, we got to control our own media. That's what we're doing now. Got to control our own TV stations, our own radio stations. We got to control the message out here.
Yeah.
We can't depend on them because they're not going to do it. Why should they?
Yeah. And you're starting to actually see newer TV networks popping up on digital TV. Not for those that have cable or satellite.
Right.
If you have over-the-air digital, there are a couple of channels that are popping up, like the Bounce Network and some other networks that are out there that are trying to...
What?
Yes, there are some networks that are out there, black-owned, or at least trying to push the black message on regular over-the-air.
Because see what it is, you got to look on who funds the network.
Exactly.
So you got to follow the money. Because if it's a white person on top, it's going to be controlled a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Sort of like the NAACP.
Yes. It's like being...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's like, it's like BET having a white owner of the
Viacom
network
Viacom.
And then they
BET was owned by a black person.
Yes, it
was. And what happened?
He sold the network.
And now what are we talking about? It's like the Negro Leagues. We sold that, got rid of that, assimilate. It's the same difference.
Well, because it's all about the money. If you offer me $10 million for something,
here's the thing. Like the stock market. You put enough stock in until you make enough of a profit, and then you cash out.
And also, Rodney, what you don't realize is this. If they're offering you 10, it's probably worth 20. You understand what I'm saying?
If you know how to turn to 20, maybe the white man know how to turn to 20. He's not going to share that knowledge with you.
Well, see,
money
as black people, we got to get that knowledge. The knowledge is out there. We've got to flip it. That's all. We got to apply ourselves to that knowledge. We got to dominate academics as we do athletics. And we have the ability. We've got to cultivate it. That's all it is to it.
Okay.
Listen, we have greatness within us. We just got to use it.
Hmm. Wow, on that boy, the next money thing I want to talk about in less than 5 minutes, May 2nd is a very big date.
I wonder why.
I don't know what's going on May 2nd.
Maybe it's The Rock's birthday.
Maybe I might be drunk that day.
But you're drunk every day.
Mike drop number four.
May 2nd is known as the fight of the century.
Money. Yeah.
Floyd Mother, right?
Wow. Yeah, you sure you didn't get into the cranberry juice today?
I was thinking about it.
And if you the one telling me, you got to be PG, Mom, all right?
Yes, I have not cursed yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
There you go.
Versus Manny Pacquiao.
Yes,
Pac-Man
Pacquiao. Oh,
biggest fight of the century? I don't think so.
Every fight is the fight of the century.
Two guys on the 5'7" fighting, and we're going nuts.
Yes.
So,
that's to show you how bad boxing has got.
Very bad.
The heavyweight division was always the money division. And now the only real legitimate heavyweight out there is somebody with the last name of Klitschko. That's about it.
Yeah,
he won last night, apparently.
Yes.
This other guy, Jenny, whatever the name is.
Who do you think will win? And why?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want Pacquiao to win.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I tell you, if you're a promoter, you really don't care who wins this fight because you know if it goes a certain way, there's going to be a rematch.
I'm going to drop some knowledge to you right now.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Floyd Mayweather stands to make over $150 million from this fight.
Oh, of course.
He already won.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No matter what, they won.
They're both
winners. They're both making millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
For this pay-per-view to cost $100 million.
$100 per pay-per-view buy.
Exactly.
Listen.
And that's just, that's not even the HD fee. That's just a regular fee.
And plus, at the bars and the restaurants, they're going to charge thousands of dollars.
Oh, millions of dollars.
And you got Vegas on it.
Right.
So, you know, the best are off the chain.
And Floyd Mayweather wasn't promoting it, so he already won in my eyes.
Oh, of course.
He's getting the money.
He's getting the peanuts. So
Pacquiao could beat the hell out of him. You could just sit there and take it, and they get the rematch and make even more money on top of that.
Yes.
So Floyd don't want it in my eyes.
Now, here is something, and I listened to a couple of sports talk shows, and listened to some of the discussion that went on with this. If you're going to watch the fight, if you're going to pay money to see the fight, do you think that this is actually the impetus to actually promote somebody that has had domestic violence issues on their docket? Because we know Floyd Mayweather has had a laundry list of arrests and has served jail time over domestic violence. We know
on one case,
or more than one case.
Yeah, but he only convicted on
but
one.
He was, and that he was only in jail, I think, a year, or it wasn't even really that long of a jail term.
Right.
But in general, the thought process is, if you're going to support the fight, or you're going to support Floyd Mayweather, you're going to support somebody that has got.
Well, basically, it's a small minded thing. Well, if you're supporting, Mayweather, you're supporting domestic violence.
Yeah.
Listen, it's like this. James Brown beat his wife. We support James Brown. We support the talent, not the person. You guys, you separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Floyd Mayweather was the greatest fighter, but he's a jerk.
Oh, we know that.
So, you know, you separate the two with that. Listen, if that was the case, why are we watching the NFL then?
Or sports in general.
Is it all or movies in that case or anything else? So you want a ticket there,
yeah.
We wouldn't be watching the things we watch on television now anyway.
Including Empire.
Exactly.
Or any other stuff that goes on TV.
So, I mean, if you want to, listen, all that stuff is old news anyway.
Yes.
So why is it being brought up now?
The only reason why is because the hot topic in all sports has been the domestic violence case.
And also,
NFL,
that's just fake outrage anyway. Because, listen, it is not stopping you from watching the game.
No, because you love sports. Period.
Exactly.
Regardless.
So you're not that mad.
And if you're a betting person, Vegas has got your green anyway.
Exactly.
And that's all that they really love anyway.
If you really want to make a statement, the stadiums will be empty. You know what I mean? The TV ratings will go down. And then the NFL will change.
Of course.
If
you
know, it's the same thing with the protesting. All that protesting don't mean nothing unless you affecting the money.
Yes. And we've been talking about that for the longest time. Even before we were doing the show, we've had these discussions.
Right.
And we know that in sports, we all know the almighty dollar is what moves anything.
Right. That's the way America works.
It's the same way they want to add games in football to the schedule. Has nothing to do with player safety, which they always talk about. It's always
about
making
lawsuits.
It's about two more games to give two more big paychecks into the owners' pockets. And that's all they care about. If they cared about player safety, they wouldn't be talking about, well, let's add two more games to the schedule and keep the same amount of people on the rosters and have all the stuff that goes on. That's the problem.
Well, my money is on Mayweather.
Hey, money on Mayweather.
You know, even though I do want Manny to win.
I'm going to say that Pacquiao is going to win. I've been saying this for
by decision or knockout.
He would have to knock him out because if it goes to the scorecards, Pacquiao will not win.
Let's be honest here. Floyd will put Manny to sleep just like Marquez did. You know, probably in 10th, 11th round.
You think he will go that far?
Yeah, I'll go that far. It's not going to go that far because that's a defensive fighter on Floyd is.
Floyd doesn't really knock people out on.
But Manny does have a weak chin. So, in my mind, it's like, listen, Floyd going to win the fight because you can't keep past his defense.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not.
One of the best defensive fighters I've probably ever seen.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things. He just cannot be touched.
Right.
But I have a feeling that Pacquiao's power is going to get to him at some point.
But this is the thing. Is what power does he have now? Because, you know, there have been rumors about him with the whole HGH situation.
Yes.
So if they take that, if they can be testing for that, he may not have as much power.
That is true.
So, you know, that may hurt that thing as well. I understand a lot of people like Pacquiao, maybe because they just want to see Floyd get beat up.
Probably.
But logically, it seems to me Floyd is the better fighter.
Okay, wow. We cover a lot today.
Yes.
Yeah.
We even cover sports.
Yes, sports. Indeed. So within 1 minute, what's your final thought, Sean Black?
My final thought is...
Okay, thank you for talking.
That's pretty much what it is. My final thought is hopefully anybody that's listened to the show could actually take a modicum of what we said to heart and apply it to what they're going to do for the rest of the week and then see where it goes from there. Just try what we've talked about for a week. Let it go into the mind. Let them think about it. Let them disseminate the information to other people. And then let's see if maybe they get a little bit of change to go forward. Will it happen? We don't know. But let's hope that that is the case.
Milton X?
Black first.
Short and sweet.
That's
it. Yes.
Mike drop number five.
My final thought, place your bets on Mayweather. It's all about the money.
Mayweather all year number one, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
But guess what? This Thursday we'll make a special show, Sean Black and I, because we cover so much topics.
Yeah, there was
this
a lot of topics we could even
more
put on
to
this
talk.
Show.
Yeah, so this Thursday, hopefully at 8, 9 o'clock,
yes.
We'll do another show. We don't know yet. It depends on our work schedule.
Yes.
For the next show, we will talk about the FDA not doing their job.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Food and Drug Administration. And that was a topic that I wanted to talk about for about 2 weeks. And that's something that we definitely have to talk about.
Of course, since America's talking about it, I guess we have to talk about it too. Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess we know Milton X's.
And related to Bruce Jenner, the stupid challenge that's going on with the lips challenge.
Oh, the Kylie Jenner big lip challenge or whatever the heck they call.
See, that's why we have to talk about this and more on the next topic.
Yes.
On the next show, excuse me. Thank you all for listening to The Absolute Truth. I'm your host. Your host with the most. I need a drink right now.
Oh,
the Hot Rod with
Sean Black and
the infamous Milton X.
Of course.
Till the next time, Thursday at either 8 or 9 o'clock. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen.
And
as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Party done.
Party done.
Oh, yes.